Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Newson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Fermin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Warren Newson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive off the glove of Thomas, and into shallow right field. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground for a single. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newson is 0-for-1 in the game. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Sachs. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Lewis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck strikes out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Hoff covering. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newson is 0 for 2 in the game. Newson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Firmin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive for a single. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Grebeck moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grebeck tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Sean Abner pinch hits for Warren Newson. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickender fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Whiten moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.